Reloadio.
And she said, yes, isn't it a shame?
And, Reloadio. And that was, Reloadio. And, I said yes.
She does the voice. Brothers are like. She's all voice. She's all everything.
I like when you get mad. I guess I'm pretty glad that you're alone. You said she scared me.
The brother credit.
I mean,
look at the Grammy.
I don't really see what right. She sees. Really but maybe it's because somewhere.
I had like, thank you, like everyone. And then lost for words. Thanks. Bye. And like the brother was like, whoa, but that I have some people to thank. I don't know.
At T-Mobile, we believe.
Have more Billie Eilish.
All of a sudden, they take over and it's all dance music. You guys are like, this is some older Billie Eilish, which I also like.
Bombard the area with multi-frequency signals, discordant stimuli.
Again, I'm not pointing fingers.
Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else?
Yeah.
I live.
Hey, would you like some caffeine with that tumor?
To pick up low frequency RX.
We can get within a half a mile of the signal source.
Do it.
Bill Bishop. Bewegung durch Gemeinschaft, die Gespenstern zum Heimatkorb ist, in Schwarz und Weiß mit anmutiger Schlichtheit, nur aus Wasser, Luft und Gestein.
If you think the clues were bizarre, news breaking this week was even more bizarre. News breaking this week was even more bizarre.
Wednesday was an interesting day, to say the least. That was the day WKNR received a phone call from someone saying it was Paul McCartney. We still don't know if it was or wasn't, but the story went out to wire services, other radio and TV stations, and newspapers. It appeared from coast to coast that we had talked to Paul McCartney. Unfortunately, whoever called would not grant permission for us to air the tape recording of that transatlantic call.
Look at the picture. See the skull, the part of bone removed, the master race Frankenstein radio controls, the brain thoughts broadcasting radio, the eyesight television, the Frankenstein earphone radio, the threshold brainwash radio, the latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls, even in thin skulls of white pedigree males. Visible Frankenstein controls, the synthetic nerve radio directional antenna loop. Make copies for yourself. There is no escape from this worst gangster police state. Using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls. In 1965, CIA gangster police beat me bloody, dragged me in chains from Kennedy to York Airport.
Just noise.
Locked
sound
up.
Ideas.
Humans are coming. We need to know why.
Well, listen, I don't know why, but I have an idea about who. This drone I stole
so reported
was not of our raid.
Had Paul McCartney indeed called to dispel
Jesus.
The rumors?
Watch what happens here.
Oh, that's Leadfoot.
They rip him apart.
Savages.
This land.
And Lenny's truck comes hauling him off.
KSI, Kinetic Solutions. If you don't want this land,
aerospace, government contract.
Kill me now.
Careful.
And they designed this drone.
You don't want this land.
These government guys just want you down and
then pass. Weird energy in the air.
The company's headquartered in Chicago. It could be where they were taken.
Will, if you get a lot of time, are you really going to give it away?
Buzz and authentic background crackle, whine, buzz, or hiss. Yeah.
makes a lot of sense. And so I'm going to point fingers at whoever.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, fires,
from 2,000 miles away, I'm still going to point fingers.
Sense and compliments, the color of time.
It wasn't just Relodio. I mean, I'm sorry. It wasn't just Radio Valencia and their microphones. It was about plastics.
Far too long.
And it was about burning things that you shouldn't burn.
Ribs.
So that's when Burning Man started. So then that's when I started Burning Man.
Molecularly unstable.
And I brought the microphones to the desert. And I set them on fire in the shape of a man.
And we made the connection. It's what they're made of.
Disney Plus. And Dial was there. And Dial was so jealous that
focus grouped
when the two of us were there together.
This is the greatest advance in modern physics.
And that I took credit for the thing. And we were like not friends at the time because, you know, we were just like,
and now we've mapped it
kind of just in it for the same thing of like burning microphones. So we did the thing together in 1990. Oh, wait. What year was that again? 1980-something. And we separately brought our microphones to the beach. And we brought some kerosene and, like, lighter fluid type stuff. And some logs. And some people brought, like, PBRs and Golden Anniversary. Do you guys remember Golden Anniversary? Yeah, the beers in the can. That's what we all brought. And so, back in the day, and let me do some math. It was, anyway, so we built a man out of microphones on Baker Beach. Let's just say 1985. And Dial and I were the only ones there. And I brought the microphones. And he brought... And I brought... Wait, I brought the microphones and I brought the lighter fluid. And I also brought, like, blankets and stuff to sit on. And I brought a box of wine. And he brought a lighter. And was like... Oh, and a pack of smokes. Well, yeah, he brought camels, because at the time I liked camels, so that was cool. Camel lights, indeed. So Dial and I were hanging out on the beach together, and we built a sculpture out of microphones in the shape of a man, and all these people started just gathering around us. I don't know where they came from. They were just, like, there, and we were just there, and it was like San Francisco was so random, so, you know, that's how things happen. And then people started bringing stuff, not microphones, that would have been cool, but no one was carrying around microphones. But it was lucky that I had like 100, so that was fine. And so I'm building the man, and
why don't you
And then people started bringing stuff. Not microphones. That would be microphones. Like, yeah, because I already had a car full of microphones because that's, like, my thing. Like, I just, like, wherever I go, if I see a microphone, like, I'm kind of a klepto. It's in my bag. So I've got some excess. Yeah, and so, like, at some point in my life, I was like, what do I do with this garage full of microphones? Like, do I have a radio show with, like, 1,000 people? Or do I burn them in the shape of a man on Baker Beach? It is getting close to curfew, but I'll just sum it up with, that's how Dial and I met, was in, like 1987 on Baker Beach. It was just the two of us. And we...
About a month ago.
Well, we didn't like each other. We were just there. We were the only two people on the beach. We were the only two people in the entire world. Until the other people came. And so that's why he hates me so much now. And he's got like a gripe about the microphone thing. Because at the time he was like...
Having these conversations the wrong
it's kind of sacrilege to burn microphones. And at the time I was like... Yeah. And I was like, well, if you have a car full of microphones, like, what else are you going to do with them? And so then, like, 20 years later, right, when Radio Valencia's Missing Microphones, since Dial and I had already had this history, he went back. Like, and then she married the guy Pete. Oh, and that guy Pete is like a nemesis of Radio
Valencia. And he's still a hero because he didn't put any of his pictures up on the... Yeah.
Kind of looks like you, Pete.
And, yeah, so... That's why it's natural that he came to that conclusion.
But I think they've got that under control. Oh.
But that's all been covered up.
That's a different movie?
They've covered all that up.
Oh, the CIA.
It's called The Avengers.
It's what happened in New York. You don't remember it, do you?
Yes, they gave you a memory dusting, so you wouldn't remember.
Of course.
It would be inconvenient.
I know. I remember taking a test, and I couldn't remember anything. Then the man said I could go.
Well, at least you got the free show popcorn.
I got the popcorn, and I didn't jump out of the window, so...
Right, not this time,
I had mine. Did you have yours? All right.
When they're so busy fighting you.
Have been had.
And so do all our brethren.
My brother had to take some of the CIA LSD tests, you know. My very own brother who went to Vietnam came back in one piece because he went before the escalation. Had to take in Boston some tests that the CIA ordered him to take where they put him in a locked, empty room and gave him LSD and looked at him through a one-way mirror.
That's just the most window. Unfun way to take LSD.
Exactly. And that's where you had a chair and a table. And
there's not much you can do
with the LSD they sell
psychedelic chair and table.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I've tried several times to really get the full story, and I can't get many details. I don't think he remembers much.
Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story.
I think they paid him $25, he said, something like that. I've got to find out, though, what... I mean, because I can't imagine how horrible that might be.
Well, you put up with a lot in the service, I understand.
Yeah. Holy smoke. You can just experiment on me. I'm just a guinea pig.
I think it was a volunteer thing, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
I think he held his hand up.
And he got paid, yeah. They paid him, yeah.
Speaking of guinea pigs,
yeah.
Call in right now.
Yeah, you know, we'll pay you. All right. No, that was a joke, NSA people.
Starpoint your 3 headed northeast.
What, did you stop for drive-thru?
No.
Which I'm unable to.
Whoa. No, it's over in the sub-mixer, hidden in a little drawer under
Let
a map.
Let me take you.
Okay, you said you want me to turn Michael Pepe off? Is that what you want?
Well, not at the present time, but we did want the puzzling evidence to be stopped down because everyone is somewhat burdened by the repetition. But things like that, just because they're so dumb, are extraordinarily different to pull off in any way that can be aesthetically satisfying. But so many people have tried lately that there are some of those that are quite creditable in what they do.
And the TV show. didn't really have the fire. Survivors show up.
He's still going.
Something like that, yeah.
He was there.
Fortunately.
But I'm not here. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, the... and that's it. I think they go to that the place where the soldier heaves the cannon in the bronze statue.
Doesn't he feel well? Well, maybe so. Or maybe you were drugged by the lulling motion of the eternal ocean.
Of love. Or of the ocean, yes. Or is it the one... Or is he... Is he the one...
Heaves the cannon.
Trying to think now. No, he's right. Steering... The ship of state, perhaps,
well,
naked.
Well, he is.
And,
well,
you know, because Ed Holmes has the St. Stupid's celebration there every year. Yes, Red Fox will.
Wow, power levels on the red here.
Hal's looking actually, fiendish over there, twisting the knobs in that light.
Actually, you know, Red Fox would make a great president. Or Petey Waitstraw.
Maybe
she was confined to a wheelchair.
Her and Hedy Lamarr, you know, there's a few actresses you've got to look at and just go...
Well, you know, we were talking about Hedy on the Puzzling Evidence show this morning.
No. You ought to get a radio station show or something.
And her puzzling many evidence? Accomplishments.
Yeah. Giving clothes and rules and the various ways
made
their
to hold
lives.
An umbrella.
Exactly. So what? What do you want?
Taxi Bob number 3 here.
Hey, Taxi Bob.
I'll go down to the marina.
You made it.
Yes,
doesn't it blow
right.
your mind that Neanderthals had intimate relations with modern humans?
Oh, yeah, I think
but
it's...
But I knew that all along.
I mean, they were for a long time considered a different species.
Exactly, that's
well,
why they
the
couldn't...
Most sense is
they
that,
couldn't accept that for a long time because of their preconceptions, but it's rather obvious that we loved them to death. That's why they're not around
right.
anymore. We absorbed them into the human genome.
You know, and
they
that's what you guys do at X-Day? In a more recent time, there's a lot of Indian or American Native American blood in the genome as well. That's
well,
spread out
how
a
could
lot
there not
because,
be because
of the forced forced on the.
So who was that guy? That he's a Spanish biologist.
God did it.
He got DNA from ancient
God.
Neanderthal bones.
God did
well,
it.
Well, now you're starting to sound a little bit
scary.
Yeah, I mean, they got DNA from
I wish I had a Neanderthal,
just a friend.
Go down to the club with.
4 or 5% DNA.
Neanderthal,
yeah,
very
and
funny.
You know how it varied across, some were as high as 8 and some had 0. Like, nobody in Japan had any Neanderthal DNA.
The Ainu or the...
No,
guys
the Ainu do, but not the standard Japanese do
not have
because
it.
They come from the mainland, ultimately.
Right.
Going back far.
But they didn't go through. They didn't do that little mixing action that mostly occurred in Western Europe.
Not any
that
invasions
subsumation.
That were comparable.
Oh,
and
there we go. I knew it was going to get back to the subs.
The same
they say
way.
Sublimation.
All peoples except for Native Africans have some Neanderthal in them.
Man.
Oh, that's
so
what it
can
was.
You
Native
see
Africans.
That in the DNA? Can you
yeah,
get that in a little
can
report card?
A
and then the Denisovians.
I heard there were gorillas running around in San Francisco and Venice Street. That's what I heard. Wild gorillas.
Refugees from a gorilla loving.
You know, and everything. Anthony Quinn.
Dry out the sheets and we're on our way.
Wild gorillas.
Bourgeois barbecue. Come on, X Day indeed. It's just
you know, the
X Day
is on the what used to be the Western Interior Seaway, the vast, shallow sea that went from the Arctic all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, why'd you have
where
to bring
ancient
that up?
Pliosaurs and huge crocodiles and dinosaurs roamed.
Well, plesiosaurs, ichthyosaurs, and so forth. Now that depression is still there and could still be filled with water. All we need is a sufficient rise in the global water level to turn that same basin, now a major part of our country, into another ocean. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, I'm glad you think so. Yes, sir.
Look, you said it on the radio, and it happened.
The fact that they had these predetermined characteristics that are, you know, these negative aspects of the Neanderthal genome suggests that there was quite a bit of difficulty in early, in the 500,000 years ago, or whenever this interaction occurred, that the challenges for interbreeding were much more dramatic at that point.
Well, you know, it wasn't even that long ago. From what my understanding is, it was as recent as like 30,000, maybe even more recent than that, 30,000 years ago.
Right. I mean, in terms of their development, they'd been separated.
In terms
evolutionary of the Earth, for that over 500,000 years. In terms of humans, right. It is long.
They had not had interbreeding with each other for at least 500,000 years. That was the point there. So that when they did first begin intermingling, there was quite a bit of genetic challenge at that point in time that, you know, over time, some of those negative traits were selected out, but some of them still remain.
There was like a punctuated equilibrium, a punctuated
eardrum
thing that evolution. What's that word?
You are on it. Punctuated equilibrium.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was separate geographic separation, so they were on the verge of becoming different species, but they hadn't quite gotten there yet.
Well, not just that, too. During their commingling, there were several different waves of commingling that happened with large amounts of time between them, so that the variants of the subsequent commingling had already had, you know, a great amount of mixture.
I think the common ancestral stock was a lineage of Homo erectus.
And don't forget the Denisovians influenced it as well.
The Denisovians are quite interesting to me. You never hear about them. Nobody ever writes about them. But they are that other group. Unaccounted for.
Not Neanderthal, group. Not human population.
Yeah, they're not the Cro-Magnon, they're not the Neanderthal, but they're out there. Not that much is known about them. The Denisovians.
But they did provide a different genetic stock.
Yeah, they add some variety to the old human mix.
They're one of the 58 varieties.
Well, you remember, according to subgenius theory, we subgeniuses are the inheritors of the Yeti genetic.
And the Denisovians may be explained by that subsequent commingling that produced the
420.
That variant.
420. No, it's 419 according to the laser clock here. 41950, 41951.
Some laser is going to blast you.
This is straight from the pipe that's connected to the sun. That's what my Hopi friend told me.
The pipe that rocks the cradle.
Brain.
Can you imagine the first generation of Neanderthal Cro-Magnon mix where they had mixed together?
Cro-Magnon.
And so now you have this half Neanderthal, half human.
They must have seemed very appealing.
Can you imagine the rejection they got?
The Neanderthal
the kind of parties around town.
Gene
the kind of
was,
problems they had to deal with.
Was considered status, high status. And, you know, if you could exhibit...
Sure, to the Neanderthals it was.
No, to the humans, because there were more of them than there were Neanderthals. I mean, Cro-Magnon or what have you, the modern ones. So,
no, I think they served as their, you know, like their
servant class.
Yeah, their servant class for a while.
I think
they
just
kind
wanted
of did
to
with
have,
them like they wanted to.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
Sachet that they
were.
They just did with them what they wanted to do because they were.
There are differing theories. William Golding's novel, The Inheritors, is about Cro-Magnon coming in as horrible killers and killing off the Neanderthals, and the story is from their point of view, the Neanderthal.
I thought it was interesting that some of the genetic variants known to be associated with specific traits likely came from Neanderthals, such
red,
as
red hair,
such as lupus, biliary cirrhosis, Crohn's disease, optic disc size, and type 2 diabetes, and also some behaviors such as the ability to stop smoking.
Any good things?
I guess these Neanderthals had a problem stopping smoking.
Yes, they... Well, you know how chimps go for cigars and so on. It's the same thing with that variety of puzzling evidence as well.
Disclaimer, I've never met Dial in my entire life.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
Wanna play? Oh, come on. I have a new game. It is called Spacemen. You know, rocket ships.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
They have a rudiment of control, even though it appears that there's no control there.
And there's no one there to race them. If you did.
That's it. I'm out of here. I've had it with this first stupid planet. I've had it with Prince. I've had it with everything that I have.
Days a week.
show, you get to see one more scumbag fight the guys.
And he has no way to slow down the speed of his space capsule in order to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and... down. We need a brave spaceman. We can send out into another spaceship to make contact with him and bring him back to Earth. This is your job. It's going to be a little tricky, but you can do it. Let's get ready. It's almost time. Start your countdown.
No. 5, 10, 9, 8, 8. Ignition. Main stage. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
There you go. The rocket is rising. The rocket motors are lifting the ship. Do you feel it? Faster. Faster! Up! Up! It's a perfect takeoff!
Imagine, here you are traveling in a rocket that is going 300 miles every minute, shooting up, up, off the Earth, reaching for the very stars themselves.
Label more things over there.
We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have Election Days, weeks and months. Lots of bad things happened. What can I say? Wow. It was a massive dump. Our country cannot live with this election. Right now, we're worried about the present and what went on with an election that we won without question. In Pennsylvania, large amounts of gum. All over the country, gum. Nevada and California said gum. Right here in Washington. It was a massive dump. To this day, everyone's trying to figure out, where did it come from? Massive dump. Wow. In the Senate. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Massive dump. And to this day, everyone's trying to figure out, where did it come from? Massive dump. Wow. But I went from leading by a lot to losing by a little. So many got ballots, they didn't even know what they were for. And again, so many received more than one ballot. In some cases, more than two ballots. If you were a Democrat, we're going to fix up your ballot, make sure it's perfect. If you are a Republican, don't even talk about it. In other words, in Wisconsin, as an example.
You are Philistine.
Where we were way up on election night. They ultimately had us miraculously losing by 20,000 votes.
We might be facing the pressure of eating our own dung and drinking our own urine.
I hope you all brought your snorkels and fins tonight, because it might have been a little wet.
This is who? Full caller alert. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you surfing the space waves?
No, yeah. We're surfing in the station.
No, we deny everything.
You deny everything?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah, well, even the Smurfs. We weren't talking about Smurfs.
I admit it all.
But I was surfing in the station.
That's slack.
With a red light by my side.
We did it, but we didn't do it.
The line
there is green hell, we can tell you that much.
Scary green
it's not
hell.
Too scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not scary?
No, it's not scary.
Oh, nice green hell. Nice green hell. Oh, yeah. Nice green hell. Condos. Oh, there he goes. Bob's going for the anniversary dropping of the cassette. But no, we're not going to do that for you, caller. It's a completely different morning. Yes, we're much calmer than usual. Don't you notice?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Because there's slack here.
Slack.
We are talking
slack. Slack.
Oh, wait. That's not slack.
No one has ever turned down. Don't be disappointed by tight traffic.
Yes, the train starts and you are on the train.
Seems like you guys have
no one's credit is ever turned down.
No, no, I don't understand. Lots of slack. Lots of I can see that our e-critic this morning
obviously
would like us to get back to the original show and stop talking.
I'd say he has his foot gland in his mouth.
And don't shoot yourself in the foot gland when you got that foot gland in your mouth.
Let's see. You do remember some of those, right?
Well, which voyages?
The ones that we went on, you and I.
Oh, of course.
You surely remember the one that ended in a slapping contest where you and the girl were slapping each other's face, at first playfully and then less so, aboard our ship.
Do you remember that one?
We'll take it easy.
down. Take it easy, Smith. Calm down. Don't start screaming.
Smith! Smith, take it easy. Take it easy, Smith.
We did our best not to take it in all. Take every damn bit of it. Take it easy,
take it
all.
When you're listening to this thing, take it.
Make sure you're laid back now. We know you're about to commence upon your well-deserved 6 months of slack, your slack period. We know you're going to be a millionaire one of these days. We know you won't forget old Dr. Star Bob. Yeah, you all hit those 10 recorders. And you'll be able to take it easy.
Submarine Triton,
missile launcher-powered zombies. 65 ultimate universe eliminators. 83 parallel ego center. 69 translucent galactic ship changers. 43 disassociated memory scramblers. 86 94 83 computer speed tanks. 64 guns. 8 rifles. 3 30-odd sixes. 2 pits of whiskey. 89 quaaludes. 16 hits of acid. 45 pounds of Sensolin, 85 ounces of angel dust, helicopters for Gabrobrand, Narcissus Bob, a great big long thing,
an avalanche,
a huge indescribable object, impending large, all ever present, ever looming disasters, 18 cosmic shifts, 14 universal endings, 15 ultimate requisitions, 83 Neanderthals piping, 93 doctors for Bob drumming,
weeping,
17 helicopters for Gabrobrand,
enough dope to cast you cancer,
a partridge in a pear tree,
Gabrobrand, so take it easy,
Gabrobrand,
take it easy. Yeah. I said take it easy. You two puzzling evidence. Take it easy, Smith.
Dr. Spock Easter Show. Coming up on most of the radio
shows. Take it easy, J.K.
Hey, I didn't see you in church last Sunday.
Take it easy, Smith. Nothing musical. We got a message for all of you out there. Dr. Bob means what they say. We're trying to save the little babies. We're trying to save them from that conspiracy domination that already you know the government. We're trying to save them from that abomination. We're trying to save them from television. We're trying to save them from secular Trevenus the world over, which likely subvert their minds.
They said, all about communism.
Dr.
Stavon,
we're working for you. We're working for the America that's going to make the Western Hemisphere strong again.
We already have 2 billion gallons of soil. We're going to make a new Western Hemisphere.
So take it easy.
I am Groot, the lord of all the timber in the universe.
Did he wear underpants Beautiful. Like the rest of those monsters?
So you set fire to them.
Because the one weird thing about these huge, blobby monsters,
a lot of
Kirby always
underwear.
Drew like swimming trunks on them.
Yeah.
So they'd be decent.
I didn't want right. to deal with that whole,
you can't just
functions.
Have a huge... blobby
exactly.
Humanoid giant. It has to have a neat pair of
That's right.
pants on it.
Approved by the comics code.
He tried to stay close to the human body.
With the comics code, even he did not always stay close to the human body. What about his most infamous creation,
Dr. Strange?
Fin Fang Foom.
Oh!
Those commies.
Not that was humanoid at all.
Those commies deserve
Fin Fang Foom.
That was revenge.
I don't even know what that is. Communist Chinese agents pursuing a victim down an alley when suddenly they reel back in horror because of that graffiti. That graffiti up ahead, that terrifying graffiti that says, Fin Fang Foom. And then it turns out to be a dragon-like monster. Not a humanoid.
We surrender to you.
It punishes the commies.
yes, of course.
Did this involve the Mandarin?
Anti-communist.
What, did it involve Mandarin? I remember him. He was a... Kirby's monster stories. They where creatures roam, where monsters
on the prowl. Yes,
monsters on the rag.
I've got one of those, but the cover's ripped.
Those are reprints.
I won't. Well, I inquire as to how that happened.
I have an original with a we have a bite taken out. I probably bit it myself.
You bit it in an ecstasy bit of a monster of comprehension.
He doesn't even remember the bite.
Google Monster Comics by Bob Powell. But Fin Fang Foom, you know, fits right in there.
One of my favorites of those is the Easter Island heads.
It all fits.
They've got a whole body underneath.
Yeah, they actually turn out to be real heads of these huge stone-like giants that come tearing out.
Just like fingers.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And all the time they're ranting. They're bellowing. Foolish humans who dare to think they can stand beneath the mighty onslaught of...
And who were they?
But then the scientist uses a rock pick to break a little rock. Oh my God, their power is too great. We must flee and never invade this planet again. Or if they're made of fire, he lights a match and blows it out. Or
if they're made of ice,
he melts an ice cube.
Reverend Stang, I know you saved some of these precious comics. Do you have that one?
What is that, like 5 years?
No, I have reprints 7 years? Of those. I have, and there was a book of Jack Kirby Monster Comic reprints.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual moral correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Satan!
What's wrong with the tape? Oops. Well, I think Satan was on earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then Bobby B. Cruel and the Flesh of Pods. Wait a minute. What? This isn't even our schedule for this time.
Yeah, we're not even supposed to be on for another hour.
It just isn't happening.
Now I'm really confused.
Fastest acting, unreal.
All right. State short question, please.
Well, the issue of insects and excretory and secretory functions, do they take place simultaneously?
Well, they do, and especially in the connection with some of the larger invertebrates, culminating in the shellfish, which some do not include, but they are, of course, arthropods.
And are they able to cease these operations of excretory and secretory functions when they engage in reproductive functions?
Only when granted the comfort of extinction.
It's really messy.
They do not have the cloaca and the sexual organs in the same place. That is the curse of man. Instead, for example, the crab squirts urine out from under its eyes and the front of its carapace. It's in no way connected to the reproductive tract. Let's not assume other animals have to suffer the things we do.
They suffer.
Not like the humies. The worst thing created since the jackass.
Hey, good idea. Let's make some humans. And
or the hula hoop.
And ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody of all four-footed things.
Damn.
You can't get him up, I can't get him up, I can't get him up in the morning. I can't get him up, I can't get him up, I can't get him up at all. The corporal's wasting privates, the sergeant's wasting the corporal, the lieutenant's wasting sergeants, and the captain's wasting all. Soupy, 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 without a single bean. Porky, 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 without a streak of lean. Coffee, 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 without any cream.
Oh, baby. I wish I could confess like that.
She is more to be pitied than censured. She is more to be helped than despised. She is only a lassie who ventured on life's stormy path ill-advised. Do not scorn her with words fierce and bitter. Do not laugh at her shame and downfall. For a moment, just stop and consider that a man was the cause of it all.
It's true, you know.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Some kind of hidden subtext. Only the callers can tell.
Well, if you play the show backwards, I think our message is so clear as to be beyond dispute.
Well, there was the man who was involved in the fall of the prostitute. He was a senator or a congressman.
Who is the man who would try again?
He revealed that we can exceed censorship by merely confessing to sordid crimes. We can talk about whatever we want.
We can confess to crimes we hadn't even considered committing.
Correct.
And still not satisfy the probing questions of authority.
And they don't want to hear about the probing. They just want to
hear it. Don't want to hear it.
Hey, I didn't do that, okay?
The Probing by Stephen King. 6 weeks on the bestseller list.
Well, has it been spread around widely?
Sometime before the third millennium BC.
I really don't want to talk about that right now.
That was when a tribe of Semitic-speaking herding nomads, perhaps originally from Arabia, gradually were settling down in northeastern Mesopotamia, which they called Acadia.
Sweat.
Those were the good old days, my friends. Then everyone was fair to all, and government served the people. This ancient city was known as Akkad. Akkad.
Oh, God.
Look at that. Look. You know, they never used to have stuff like this on TV when I was a kid. This is I haven't seen anything like this since I was weaned. Oh, my goodness. Look what they're doing now.
Oh, the safety door is unlikely to be violated.
This is violating every rule of decency.
Well, yeah, but we'll get around another way similar
to ours. What are they doing with that liquid chicken?
That's the worst part of all. You know, I really hate that when they have these... They rub these food-like things on themselves, and this liquid chicken is the most nauseating. And now the feathers are sticking to their bodies a little bit as they roll on them, you know.
Those poor chickens. I can't believe that.
That's terrible. You know, it's a case of pure edible animal cruelty. The trick of picking chicken is picking what chicken to pick.
Can't be serious.
I am in Buck Backaw's Chicken World, where the chief chicken cook and bottle washing fowl and rooster is the king of the cock of the walks.
And those chickens, you know, it's not okay to show them dead on TV. And fry them first.
Now, that we're talking about barbaric acts against another species here. I'd like to remind you, this is family-censored radio.
But if you roast them and bread them, you know, and put them in big pockets,
someday there will be no more bread lines.
Chop their heads off.
Exactly.
And a headless chicken will accord no more rude guffaws from a family of four.
Stamp out all the families. Just kill them, okay?
Just imagine that chicken clucking out in the sunshine, one of God's happiest creatures. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour.
Kill them.
Many were the blithe birds that warbled them o'er.
Some kind of subliminal message in there?
Subliminal chicken reinforcement by Colonel Blemus Chickering.
Should they have one of those liquid chicken stands in Nixon yet?
It's open until 2 a.m., which means that we're out of luck.
Only in Fernley.
Or in Upper Limbo. That's the one. That's the franchise I want.
Oh, I saw Johnny Limbo on
TV. Michigan.
Oh, are we outing celebrities?
Yeah. Yeah, we're pushing them right out the window onto the first story landing.
Yeah, whoever put those spikes at the bottom had a wicked sense of humor. I mean, I guess it appeals to some people, though.
I think she's doing she's doing Laura Satana or something, the woman in the
tourist Satana.
Be careful. Let's not evoke the names that we don't wish to evoke.
Well, just like Bordello, you know, I like to make sure there's a bit of confusion.
But Bordello is really frog pond.
Oh, no. Now all of Northern Central California will wonder what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about animals, though, and they're all created merely for our pleasure. That's all that animals are good for.
It's true.
You eat them, use them in any way.
Throw away their bones or whatever.
Eat a beast today.
Throw away the parts we don't need because, you know.
Because we don't need them.
And coming, Cruelty Plus products to counteract the goo-goos and their save-the-whales mentality. Cruelty Plus products will ensure that a singular amount of suffering is gone into each episode and iteration. Something.
When will we be free?
Feel this, chicken.
Next. Yep, there goes. I'm ready for dinner. Makes you hungry, doesn't it?
Riding on those animals.
You know, he's running around here. I think someone needs to catch that chicken.
But if you touch those animals in a way which they enjoy, now what is the issue?
Now you've got all your chickens in a row.
You're talking about animal husbandry, and I'm not going to be no husband to no animal. So.
Don't look at me, man. I'm not going to...
Hi, this is Charlie calling from the Parents Against Drugs Association.
Oh my gosh.
Which drugs are these parents against?
I always donate each year, but why are you calling us here? I thought you were never supposed to call us on the air.
Yeah, we gave you under $500,000.
Yeah, we discussed this on the air. Let's talk about it some other time, man. Thank you for...
I don't know if you've read the newspaper lately, but there's been articles in there saying that there's at least 18 gangs now right here in our hometown.
They're right here in the studio right now.
And they're kids.
But they're really tiny.
Young kids.
Wait.
Ranging from the ages of 12 and 13.
We just step on them, you know.
They're massing behind Dr. Hell as we speak.
We kill them along with the chickens.
If called upon by Dr. Howell, the Progressivist Party to Washington, D.C. in the name of all the American people.
Children and drugs, our next generation.
Uproar. Now everybody's upset.
The Soviet system and the American one are based on libraries, churches, and of course left in high areas, like in doctor's offices, where people can read them while they're waiting.
Yeah.
Helco, now, what you can do...
Yeah, I think what you're trying to say, basically, is the country, as you see it, is going to Helco in a handobasket.
I make no campaign promises.
1-800-HELCO.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, we're not in the campaign.
Thank you, Helco man.
Sponsor for only $25.
Okay, well, you know, see, the problem is that suddenly you had the idea that you were doing your show and our show.
And you found that just out.
It's a common delusion. Done. Yep. And you will suffer the...
Because it's really Tallulah's show anyways.
Well, she hasn't called, I'd like to point out. If she doesn't call, listening. She can't be on the air. So there.
Okay, yes, so we'll just wait.
In the vast inky darkness of outer space.
Not again. Don't put me in the vast inky darkness of outer space again.
Oh, why not? Don't you want to be in the eternal blackness of the ultimate
the robot goes
vacuum
by. It's so
zero
scary.
Of
But I don't like the mask.
Cessation of atomic motion. Bitter cold.
Isn't there going to be a mask room out of burning rock this year?
Total vacuum.
Flaming stone?
Did you hear about the burning?
Yeah, whatever that thing is.
A witch rock?
What? Out there.
No, the frogs will be leaving Frog Pond and heading out in the middle of the playa because Helco has taken
orbit
over that
around the planet, received its final instruction, and then the work went into the tractor, rocket, and telescopic systems selected for fitment to the three surviving orbiter vehicles and the upcoming as yet unnamed QV-105 stacking operation. A giant orange external tank allocated to STS-29.
Oh, there's lightning.
Attached to the SRB.
These buildings, these new buildings have their own weather.
How many of you people out there believe crackheads adds to your life.
No, the last week was the drug show.
Well,
this week is a religion show and the business
hippie
show.
Hippie crack. Well,
drugs turn
and
on
and the business
me.
Is Helco.
Hippie crack. Right. All my friends said they were on hippie crack.
And now the insurance companies move into Helco. Oh,
yes, wow. King Helco of insurance.
Your head.
Let's go.
You think you're having fun?
With a fine 10-pound Helco sledgehammer, we'll crack any skull.
And inside, it's delicious.
Crack junkie.
You know, at Helco, I've seen people throw around flaming balls all night.
Now, there's no need to be indelicate.
Who is that throws around the flaming balls all night?
I don't know, but he's got big flaming balls.
The skins and the sharks or somebody.
The jets and the...
It was amazing. I want to know how they make those flaming balls. Actually, throw around flaming balls. Thursday night, Burning Rock.
Burning Rock. No, that was the seamen, I think, that were throwing the flaming balls.
Yeah, it seemed
balls
like that sort of crew.
Yeah. It was that, sailors on play me, that
game. I'm up for that game. That looked like a lot of fun. Also, we need about 6 cameras, so all of you that have Canon L1s or L2s, come on down to the station, because we need to cover everything next
or
week.
Else.
Yeah, make it real anal, you know, cover everything.
Or else Helco will get you.
I have a cold. Can you help me?
No.
Why not?
What do you think?
You'll have to come out to the desert. That's the only thing that can help.
It'll clear your sinuses.
You immediately come down and they put things up.
It'll dry them up really good.
And you'll never think about the cold again because your experience will hurt so much.
But I'll be thirsty while I do that. Just
it'll scare you, but they'll do a front line about you. Did anybody see that?
Just send us a sinus.
Did you see that front line about the alien abductions? And they're debunking by the editors of the show?
Oh, my.
It was brutal.
And the editor smashed him in the head with that.
With a can of film, yeah.
So brutal.
Thing. They just smacked him in the head. You know, they found him alive.
They smacked him in the head.
It's just like the guy that woke up after 7 years of a coma, and they give him tranquilizers to put him back to sleep because they thought he was talking too much.
Well, that makes the patient more mental.
And now he can't talk. Now he just speaks like one little word. I don't know, man.
What does he say? He goes,
and he doesn't really recognize anything.
Yeah, throw some more
he was in a coma. He came out.
He was in Tacoma, and now he's in.
He was in a coma in Tacoma?
At a seminar.
Yeah,
and he came was out, and then they gave him
he was at a seminar at the Sheraton Hotel.
I know, I saw
that.
And then he
so
spoke
stupid.
Many words, and now
what
he lives in Tennessee.
Is that before or after the G.I. Joe convention?
No! But, I think it was during,
the two
actually.
Women here know about Burning Rock.
Yeah.
They were out there a week later.
And it was...
And you know what? About where we were when I was watching the footages on video, there were women screaming like the woman who was out there.
Ah!
Yeah, like that.
Ah!
It scared me just like in real life.
It scared
women
you.
Women screaming always scares.
It rips through your soul. Well,
Burning Man Rock, it certainly does.
Oh, yeah.
You can scream no and no one can hear you for miles. No one will hear you.
You know, this rainstorm sure does look like a mushroom cloud. Mommy, mommy! Did you really find it? Did you really find it? Put that away.
No, get it out. Take it with you.
Put it in your pocket.
And keep it forever.
Keep it in your belly button.
It is part of you now.
Too much lint there.
You know, a little too much lint on your brain.
Suck it out of your brain.
Drink.
It will feel better.
Freshly squeezed brain juice. Aww. How you can help.
Help what?
Yes, with only a few drops of water, this amazing will sprout into
survival.
Show.
Visitors?
Stand back as I trickle the water.
Try Rogaine.
Try not to pee.
There you go. Instant show.
Help me.
Just add water.
Is that
down the hallway.
What's going on?
But you were there.
I think there's a party in the hall.
What hall?
The Hall of Reclamation.
A long ago hall. It's some
Quiet.
Kind of illusion.
Chud.
Chud. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
It's like acid.
Here in Berkeley.
Yet it's just
it's
an
actually
illusion.
A hit of
Wait,
chutney,
you know.
They eat meat.
Really?
What are they doing here?
They eat chutney a lot.
They do?
Chutney,
eat?
Yes.
What, so what? They burn the guy and then they eat him? Is that the thing on the
With
Burning
chutney.
Man thing?
No, it's wood. It's
With
wood and it becomes charcoal. Would you eat that?
Yes.
Really?
Actually, you can just like rub it on your skin.
That's
Was
right.
It
high in fiber. And all
the hundreds of people do.
And all the modern primitives do just that. Whatever a modern primitive is.
Well, maybe some Bloody-Cue sauce.
But I don't get it. Weren't those people throwing hot dogs at St. Stupid's?
Yeah. They were throwing socks at this at the sock exchange.
It was
don't
an effigy
ever
of a
one
hot
of
dog.
Stuck. Machine, that's disgusting.
That's the show.
Has to march on. Crushing anything in its path.
Yeah. Well, looks like Michael finally got
hey,
that
get
James
that away
Ranger
from
moving
there.
Post station going. A giant city block sized building
hey,
moving
that's,
across the
that's
desert.
That's not funny.
I know it's not funny. It's gigantic.
Oh, yeah, you think it's funny. It's not even silly.
Anybody who didn't pay is crushed in its path.
Look, there goes that gas station.
Yep, poor Mr. Bill.
I guess. Poor Dr. Howell.
Yep, he too was crushed by the big thing.
Yes, hiding in the restroom he was. I saw him go in myself.
So I should hook up the wireless mic and then it could be walked around the building.
But why would you want to do that anyways?
Oh, because then you can use the toilet for a sound effect.
Oh, we all do that all the time anyway.
Yeah. Tell him I'm not here, Splooge.
There's ghosts in the hallways.
Well, you know what we didn't answer in the first hour and a half of the show is what's the point?
There isn't one. That's the point. I mean, the point... Wait, what point?
94.1.
Only one thing.
The point of what?
The point is only one
the
thing.
Point of, the point of return or the point of no return?
It's only one thing.
The show is now marching beyond
Mommy!
Recognition.
But what is that one thing?
Yeah, what is that one thing?
But what's the point anyways?
It's the sex god, Donald. It is. And here on KPFA, 3 dates double.
Wow, what a cool drum line.
Hey, he played with the germs, all right?
There's another inside joke. That's what I'm referring to. It's the person sitting next to you. Who now is in an uncontrollable state of giggles because of that.
Be quiet!
Wait a second. That was an in-joke.
Oh,
yeah, explain
yeah,
it.
Well, Muffy can
like
tell you about
pick.
It.
It's a shoot-up. But where's Jody gonna sleep?
And get it?
Spin eyes.
Well, you gotta figure it out before the end of the song, because you know.
I'll be sleeping.
Ringa, chinga, ching, ching, ching.
That's all I can do. I thought I must stay, please stay. I thought I must stay, please stay. But what is the point? And where did the point go? And did the point? Or was it round?
The singer has the straightest, hardest hair. rock and roll singer.
I love his curl.
And you can touch his tummy.
So I love his curl.
You can touch his
tummy. And there's some nice shots of him on his Harley out in the
And his
desert.
Flashlights are so sexy.
You love this band?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a big old police Harley. He's riding around with the young lady on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, last year.
On Friday, he was on top of the dog head. They were playing on top
maybe
of the
I don't
dog
have the right day, but yeah, he's... It's always off in the picture, though. But yeah, it looks like...
What, his hair?
His hair's fine, but his mic is off. Mic is off. But no, I think he rode out there on it.
Oh, okay, right.
I don't know, but it looks good in the desert. Big old hog, you know?
Yeah.
Big police hog.
Not a cow Asaki.
No. No, definitely an old style police hog.
Hey, can you drum that good? Do you play?
Watch, I can do this.
Yeah, can you really do that? Yeah.
You just take the needle and these CD things.
Oh, cool. And you just scratch the whole thing with that.
Yeah, they say they're indestructible, but I can just really screw it up here.
Hey, you screwed up my CD.
Oh, sorry.
Hey,
hey,
you did
I paid
screw up my
40
CD.
Bucks for that.
What, for the CD or the player?
I paid 40 bucks for that at Tower Records. I got it. In the warehouse.
Now listen to this CD.
Wait, it's the only song on here, I think.
It's the best song on here.
Yeah, well, that's because you scratched all the rest
of
them.
Yeah, now it's all scratch and stuff. Well, I think the needle in this CD player is dull.
Why is that melting like that? That's pretty cool looking.
I think it's okay. I think that's the way it's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Oh, and that drumming, man. I mean, who did that drumming?
Really cool.
I feel myself in the rhythm. In the rhythm. The drum beat.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, it's a beat.
Yeah.
It touches my country music. My soul is involved. Mommy!
Oops, oh, there he goes.
How do you find the kind of energy? And when do you find it? Where'd you go? Hey, baby. With a gummy bear melting in your armpit.
Hey, I saw that video.
Oh, baby, feels so good.
So hot. So dripping.
Feels so good.
I think that was from West Germany or something.
Oh, what's she doing with that turkey baster anyways?
You don't want to.
Why, that's disgusting. Put that thing away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it feels so good.
Inquiring minds need to know.
It feels good when you use it this way.
I know it's not the right way, but...
at least butter both sides.
Special way. Very buttered.
Very lubricated.
Better be buttered.
It's butter lubricated.
Hey, if we were on the internet, we'd be busted all around.
That's right, we'd be,
It's not really water soluble.
The internet is safe for 14-year-olds now.
That's right.
Safe?
And soon, American broadcast system.
Put away
those
German pornos.
Yeah, put them in the safe. Now, let's sing.
miles around. It's attracting a very large dinosaur. I think it's a T-Rex. It's marching down the street toward us. It's devouring people everywhere.
No, you're not.
Yes, the T-Rex is now running on University, and it seems to be crushing everything in its path, devouring all signs of life.
Wow. I think it's wrecking the desert. Is that ecologically cool, man?
Yes, those mournful cries are beckoning you down to the county pound where you can find free meat. Don't kill aimless little chickens.
Frozen meat.
And remember, they were made for your use and your use alone.
Don't forget to save the fur.
Animals, trees, rocks, everything else are merely there for your comfort.
The rocks stay.
No, they must be used.
The rocks stay.
No, abuse every rock.
The rocks stay.
All right, you can have one.
Do you push that? But what is that?
Don't push that.
It's too late. Quick, duck.
What is it? What would happen if I pushed it?
Oh, like that. Yeah.
Look out! It's out of control! It's flailing about the station!
And now for your listening enjoyment. A one-hour session with the church choir, Satanists for Jesus Christ, and the People's Temple Choir.
Yes, the final song, sung by the Jim Jones Spooky Town Choir, just before dousing that final drink into oblivion. And there they go. Toasting the final toast.
And now they're falling on the ground and starting to float.
Salad and toast. Though.
Look, that one's skipping around. Right on his head.
Get the Mossberg 12 gauge.
If you see a car, shoot it.
That's right. Especially if it's an Oldsmobile station wagon, Vista Cruiser.
With a family in it.
With a family in it.
And a little monkey in the back. Golf clubs on top.
Ward and June and their children, Goo Goo, Stoner Boy, and Monkey Boy, were brutally murdered on the personal pan playa in near Lovelock, Nevada, this October. Their bullet-riddled automobile was dragged back to the Bay Area.
Hey, what's a terminal beach party? You.
Might have something to do with the ticking, I hear.
I think it's a J.G. Ballard short story.
Or yeah, it is.
Like that.
Or something like that.
I think it's a bong. Don't you guys hear that ticking?
A bong?
No, no. A bomb.
No.
You know?
I got blows things up.
Smoke shop for saying the word bomb.
What, yeah. You smoke things up? I don't understand it.
Look, I'm serious. Don't you hear
it's
that?
It's a 60s term.
Water.
Look, we may only have seconds left.
What's
for God's sake, like someone find it.
Tune in. I don't.
It's like
saying.
Oh, never mind. It's a stopwatch.
Some kind of trick.
And what idiot went to Woodstock anyways? Just a bunch of old smelling hippies.
I didn't inhale. I use a water pipe. I use smokeless tobacco.
I use the brownies.
I ate the brownies. I ate the squash. Yes, the squash.
Knife. Quick, run after him. He's going up the fire escape. He's on the roof. Get him. No, he's falling over the edge.
Why would you want to say anything anyways?
He's still plummeting to the ground. The blood and guts. Yeah, that's kind of entertaining. Can't think when I've seen anything quite that gross. Look, there's this equilibrium laying on the sidewalk.
But what is that Burning Man thing?
It's everything and it's nothing. Or there's nothing and everything. A large group of people with no purpose.
Yeah, what is the point?
I can't say.
It's only one thing.
I can't say.
But what is that one thing?
He just said he couldn't say.
Well, it's cracked
earth. They just can't say. Yeah, it's all uncracked.
Then they'd have to kill you afterwards.
Until it rains, and then it's all flat again.
Well, it's mud then.
Yeah.
And then you wallow about
it. It's a riddle. Then it's cracked again.
Yeah, and then you wallow about in it. And
but it's the only way that you can take a shower anyway.
And the Burning Man had a little fire alarm on it.
Oh, yeah, it had a fire alarm just in case. It was a safety feature.
Yeah. It had a safety flag feature. Dedicated to a fireman.
Well, you know,
safety
fireman
first.
Who died in the line of duty. Yeah, that's correct.
And it had two pinwheels.
Two pinwheels. I don't know what they signified, but I'm sure there was something to
and
that.
And a whole head full of explosives.
Yes, but they shot straight up in the air, most of them. Also, you know, it really, what almost happened was, see, the arms don't always burn evenly. You have the wind coming in from one direction, and there's always one arm that burns and the other arm doesn't burn. This year, the one arm that didn't burn was loaded full of fireworks and mortars. So when the thing fell on the ground, they hadn't gone off yet, but the whole thing was still burning.
Yeah.
And it was a near disaster, but it was averted by pure luck.
By people who love to be doing what they were doing, even on tape, as they claim they don't love to be doing what they're doing.
That's right, because they're human.
I need a liver transplant. Any takers? Or givers?
Tell me if it's
where
what,
are all those people
what,
going?
Do you want an
go
exchange?
Tell me if it's what I think it is, because I wish to join it.
You only get $25 for the old liver.
Wait,
oh, really?
It's not going.
Got
this can't be.
Going.
Well, they've got something going, man.
Mine's worth at least 50.
Look, the door to doom is opening, and
we're dealing in organs.
That smoke
here.
Is just tobacco smoke.
In KPFA?
Organs.
Well, it's a different time of night than the regular KPFA when
you'll be
other hands are
you'll be purged.
After all, night is the time when
I will be purged but happy.
Ectoplasmic spirits roam and inside this rotten coffin.
They're always spooky, and they have rotten coffins.
Hideously decayed corpse.
Smell badly, and
the corpse
the
of
spooky stuff.
Ezra Tillinghast. Now let's close the
lid
and seal you in permanently with the rats, the spiders, and the doom.
Did you get oil?
The
dripping, how do you use oil if you're a ghost?
Slime-encrusted hair.
Actually, I've heard that ectoplasm works just as well.
I can say.
I want to feel your invisible body.
Now I will apply the ointment of unguent to your epidermis.
Liver.
Just let me know if my hands are too cold.
You know, you can take
I want to feel
before?
Your bladder.
Is this before or
Anubis
after
was the chief
Wait, what's
dog
wrong with your liver?
Before.
I'm serious.
Is this before
are you having an emotional distress?
Species of canid representing Anubis is a source of disagreement. No one knows
are you
exactly
having,
you're having some of the disagreements,
kind of
sauce? Okay, I'll taste yours.
Well, what about later linguistic uses include
feces? Can you say feces? Or is that a forbidden? Can I fondle your intestines? Can I fondle your...
It depends on which orifice you intend to
way down inside the small intestine, far, far away.
We already did that song, Hal. That was 2 hours ago.
That's where the ice cream cones are resting. That's where the...
I dare you to be heard, caller.
Pound of liver is something which Shakespeare introduced to the culinary cuisine of Europe. Pounded liver or pounded
oh,
liver.
Oh, you're eating the liver. Now, you know, well, I could not
a
ever
pound
eat
of liver.
Or pounded liver.
When you look
either.
At
chew
when you
the liver of Dracula.
The very taste of it. It tastes like blah.
I would recommend well, yeah. placenta.
Bring
stew
me the head of
liver.
Armando.
No, it'll kill your albumino.
Placenta, the Latin word
it'll
for
kill
cake.
You of amenia.
That's a Haitian
placebo,
delicacy.
The Latin word
a pound
for
of liver is worth a pound of cure.
The Latin word for
and
cake.
A pound of
placenta is really good.
Have your placenta and eat it too.
Well, you have to clean
a
it
1 pound liver.
Open your golden gate.
As in, sail around placenta
wait
horn.
Outside your door.
Drink the liver
or
juice.
I'll get
and
one
I will
old,
drink with mine.
I'll wear my old navy boat placenta.
Cup, and I'll not ask for wine.
Liquid
you
chicken
have to
liver.
Clean it first,
Madre de Dios.
The thirst that from the soul divine.
Da Libre.
My friend, you still need to be called Richard the Lionhearted, but we
nibble
always call
on
him
your
Dick livered. if you want to have your liver cured, does that mean that you want
Libre.
To
take God. Me, my Libre. Take me, oh sweet Libre.
Make him thrash about.
I shall thrash
like Collins.
I'll thrash the whole lot of you. Oh. I can lick the barroom floor.
Drink your intoxicating liver. I still
oh,
have
yeah,
mine.
Watch this.
No!
My goodness.
Not there.
How about the
you could have used a trash can or something.
I'm part of the trash can school of performance artists. Yes, thank you.
What about your pancreas?
I went to the Jim Carrey
this
school
is
of
one of my best paintings.
Subject.
Notice the steam rising from the surface here. And to the impact of my performance
now,
art
here
statement.
On the artist boulevard.
And I'm about to do another performance art statement over there by the base of that clock there. Just a second.
Well, if you went out to the desert, that would cure that.
That's really.
There yeah. a desert more chocolate brownies in the desert, but sardines, you know, are known to answer.
Man, you've got to
cleans you out.
Yeah.
For
my
all dad this. You don't need to eat dead animals.
Sardines
you don't need to freaking eat fish.
And you might. And you might
can just avoid that fish, man.
Make love to the whole desert and maybe the whole earth.
You know, if you go to the desert, you'll like find all the old fish spirits that live under the desert, and they come up and they talk to you. You know,
or somebody
because they're really alone out there, and there's no water for them, but they're there because they once were there. You know,
and they go meow, fishy they're, fish.
And yeah, they go meow, meow.
One of your party will always see all the water that used to be there.
Yeah, and then the and it'll be and then there'll be and
then the rain will come
and then the screaming knees will get you.
But you have to die before the rain comes.
Was bad because he ate meat.
He was bad, man. He just couldn't settle for just chlorophyll and
eating money dinosaur. And he was my favorite because the brother.
Hey!
Hey, shut up, Timmy!
Shut up, Timmy! I'll beat you up!
I'll kick you again!
I'll kick you! I'll slap you in the face!
I'll pinch you.
Hey, I'll hurt you too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell my mom.
I'll tell Auntie.
I'll Rex tell Aunt B.
Space.
What cat. On earth,
children?
Aunt B. Timmy's acting.
Aunt B. Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy.
They started it. They started it. Me. It wasn't me.
He kicked me.
They started
he bit
it
me. He knocked out my tooth and pulled
he
off
tried
my
to
eyelashes.
Sacrifice me to Satan, Aunt B. Timmy tried to
be punished.
He tried to sacrifice me.
He brought out the chickens, cut off their heads and everything, squirting blood all over
them. We have a use for them chickens without a head out there where we're from.
And Timmy tried to force me to...
No. No, he didn't. Don't. No, he didn't.
It looks like Timmy has to tinkle.
Tinkle is...
My word, Timmy.
Let me help you tingle your tingle.
Take this malfeasor away and throw a towel over it.
And so now
we'll get back to our regular class.
And the playa.
Oh, well. Okay. Wait. Let me try to get on. I'm going to get on.
Ma.
Now remember, don't drive. Slide.
It falls on the umbrellas here.
But what's the point?
And how big is that point?
And is it chop?
And is it cinnamon flavored?
What? Huh?
Huh?
Put cinnamon on my
I want you to help me put cinnamon
on your toothpick.
And then put the
walnut and the butter and then the garbage disposal and put the spoon in that. And then you take more cinnamon and you stuff it on Daddy's out of Daddy's drawer and you stuff
You're just so cute, I could rip your little head off.
Can't you leave little Timmy alone? I turn my back for 1 minute and go over there, sit in the corner.
But I'm sure you can sew Timmy's head back on.
And it's hard to find a good catamite these days.
Yeah, he'll need a lot of catgut to keep
Except at the Academite Awards presentations.
Down here in Academite, California.
Where the roads are made of macadam and lined with catamites.
Academite's a big commodity nowadays.
That's true. And the cutest and smallest of them all was Catamighty Mouse.
Of course, the catarrhythmia that you might get from this show will not affect you in the morning. Comes around.
He hears this mighty sound.
Hey, don't tell anybody.
I'm not going to tell anybody. Because I don't know. I don't even know.
Join the fight.
Surfing on the desert.
At high speed, too.
Car surfing on the desert. That's how everyone was injured, you know. Five helicopter medevacs for car surfing incidents.
Non sum qualis eram bonae sub regno sinarae.
Ia catula fatang.
And all the little people on the monitors.
They're the little people who rule this land.
Yeah, the little many hoonies.
The little
birds. The ones on surfboards.
They use solid granite surfboards.
We daren't go a-hunting for fear of little men.
They found them out there, petrified in the desert. The water had all evaporated.
Ew. Look at the way they left this place.
What a mess.
Calcified.
A fossil for all the ages. Out here in the Fort Stinking Desert National Monument, all you can hear is the wind blowing across mile after mile of uninhabited plain.
What?
Where the jackrabbit and the wild coyote howls. Oh, bury me not on Lone Prairie.
Didn't we hear this already?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But I didn't hear it yet.
Too late.
There, that's better.
Kyle.
Yeah, crazy cool.
You can't do that on the radio.
Can't play this
Wait.
On the radio.
That that's was an like... uneven segue.
Segue?
Have you ever
Wait,
had your,
that's the Transylvanian
jerked out from under you like that?
Well, we're just out here on the coast anyway. It's cold out here.
Oh, that's for you.
This is where KPFA's new remote studio is.
I forgot my jacket.
I know,
oh, dear. Well, you'll have
These
to cover up,
brownies are starting to take
lady.
Effect. And
brownies
all I'm thinking
are going
about
to be here
atomic
shortly.
War.
Oh, the brownheads, yes.
You don't need to
In
think
Shutfield
about it.
In Shutfield, for some
Dagwitch
reason.
Dagwitch and Dagmar here.
They're here? Oh, no.
Yeah, everybody's here.
That means that family in the station wagon's out here somewhere.
No, don't worry, I'll meet you clear of
the station wagon. The Volkswagen.
What?
Yeah, Mr. Rabbit was too sharp for Mr. Fox, so Mr. Fox cut himself and bled all over the desert. Oh, listen to that. It's a desert foghorn. You know, occasionally there is a fog that rises up just before morning, and the whole desert comes alive. You can hear the cry of the cactus wren, Arizona's state bird, and the deep hoot of the cactus owl. Yes, a deep hoot is practiced out here, and you can hear the grunting of the javelina and the gnashing of the tusks of the Gregory peccaries. And finally, the slither of the Gila monster as it drags its swift brown belly across the hot stone.
See it over there.
And those desert crabs
snap their claws, while the desert doggies bark in agreement. And you thought it was quiet out here. A million critters are letting off steam. It's worse than standing behind a jet engine at full time.
You're on the desert with us now.
Stinking desert missile testing range.
Movie trivia. Just after a high time, I opened the desert crab.
Barren plane.
Yep. How's it feel?
It's really windy
cold.
Out here.
Yep, and it's wet all around you. You have about 10 pounds of mud on each foot.
There really was desert crab,
and there's that guy's Mitsubishi way over there. See, he tried to. He thought he would go really fast and fly across the whole thing.
Why is he flashing his lights?
Not to mention that some bitchy
Isuzu Trooper that flipped over.
Well, what do you know?
I mean, you're not bite when you step
on. Who?
But you make a delightful popping noise reminiscent of...
He's kicking up a lot of dust.
I think you're
exaggerating. No, not yet. You're about 5 months too early for the dust part.
Oh, Barry,
but there'll be a bunch of fast cars out there.
Barry.
That's right.
You could bring your own dust.
Where in the wild your own dust. Coyote.
This year there was a couch that would slide across the desert behind a car.
Delco takes no responsibility whatsoever for illicit substances ingested by untoward youth.
Or by the sheriff.
I think that young woman on that couch there.
Now that couch can go over 60 miles an hour across the playa.
And why don't you ask her? Because she's not. You should know.
Popping crabs in the desert.
Well, she's 300. Well, now 200 feet away. I don't think she can hear me.
Shouts.
Where the rattlesnakes
which are frequently
and
enjoyed.
You can see in the background we're filling out all the files from
the low desert,
these radio transactions.
Tourists often.
I still don't understand how they start those big engines. You know, they have to squirt alcohol directly into the cargo.
Alcohol-fueled engines are greatest engineering achievement.
Boat and my knees ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who's never roped a cow.
Can't remember. How does that go?
I don't know.
Tumble down. Bear love for the ground.
Did that guy get his liver yet?
Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Did he order liver?
Here's the pasture behind me. Lonely but free, I will find just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with the tumbling.
You know, I've been working on a thing for a liver.
Twenty-five determined functionaries, each holding a glowing railroad flare, forcing the crowds back, allowing room for a helicopter medevac.
Until 1800,
performance art piece that was not planned.
Herds of wild, unbranded Spanish cattle began moving north from Laredo on the Rio Grande.
You know, the guts of the crab, you use them, you clone around.
And in the tea houses of far off Japan.
Stick them in a man with a thick liver. And
do crabs have livers, or do they just filter things through their little...
Especially if
they're going to
shells.
Everybody's going to die.
They're things, yeah.
Those little wavy things on their head, you know, with the eyeballs on the end of them.
Yeah, those little, like, wavy things.
Oh!
Those little whatchamacallits, you know.
Yeah. Daily bobbers, they're called daily bobbers.
The ones that you eat, or the ones that
you know, the whatchamacallits.
Till 1866.
Were they from the inside, or from the outside?
Those doomahickies,
you know, those widgets.
They're kind of slippery.
Yeah, so them whatchamacallits there, are they...
They're kind of shiny and wet looking.
And if they're extracted from your entrails, they're always slippery.
Hey, and where do they get those railroad flares?
They were distributed by Danger Ranger.
They're bodily mutations.
Wow, they must have a railroad flare farm.
Maybe that fellow with the sick liver, we could, you know, like, replace part of his liver.
Yep, 1,500 miles from anything.
We could just eat his liver.
That's what I was thinking. We could.
No, getting back to that, though, placenta really is much better than liver. Especially in a good stew.
Are there any pregnant women around here?
Oh, my God.
Every once in a while.
Any breeders in the house? We need your placenta.
That's right.
We want to eat it.
But you have to be healthy.
Oh, snack food. A new finger food.
Yes, you must be a vegetarian.
5,000 Irishmen were laying track at North Platte.
Yeah.
Shooting an iron.
I was thrown off of a train at North Platte one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I wasn't supposed to be on it. I was in a 1979 Mazda station wagon. I rode across from Ogden, Utah. And I got there, and this guy in a white, you know, like a bodybuilder in a white shirt and a tie.
Hey, there's supposed to be some
Bronco. And he threw me off the train.
Watch. Or have your partner lie in the bathtub with ice cubes.
A Chuck Berry production.
Well, the problem with lying partners is you can never tell if they are in the bathtub because they're not telling you the truth.
The problem with not knowing your own mind is you don't know if there's a bathtub there or not.
Hello, you're on the air.
What if it's a shower? Hello.
Are you sure I'm not under the air?
Well, I
could be. Wheelchair.
Under the weather. Is your seatbelt fastened?
Actually, you're parallel to the air.
And paralyzed.
And perpendicular at the same time.
Well, this is the perp. He just admitted it.
You're expanding outward into the fifth dimension because the fifth dimension comes out of the fourth dimension.
I like Marilyn
McCoo.
So if we are...
So X equals 5.
Horizontal, we can be perpendicular, but if we are a pair and a parallel and horizontal... In what respect are we to the weather?
Horizontal.
You guys.
Part divided by base equals rate.
And that could be a magnitude of geometric expansion right there. So that is multidimensional in and of itself.
Is this Reverend Charles C. Linville?
Holy Ghost! Reverend Charles C. Linville?
Yeah, is that you?
I hope not, because my ID is missing if it is.
You sound just like him, and you're the same height and weight.
Well, yes, but we're all infinite on the airwaves.
Are you Jesus?
What?
No. Cheese with rice. Cheese with rice, but it's not. It kind of plugs up the digestion, so I prefer Santa Rosa plums.
Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa.
Are you the sponsor of Our Lady of Infernal Combustion?
Sandy Rosie Plum.
That's why it smells.
Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa.
And Uncle Charlie is in Santa Rosa, as we all know.
He thought everyone was evil.
No, I like
this. There's something the matter with him. He was hit on the head as a little boy.
But Joseph Cotton was so...
He never knew what was going on inside of his mind until his hands...
And he smiled all the time at the children.
As he threw them off the train.
Whoa, there they go. Wow.
Wow, holy.
A bouncing baby boy.
Yeah, that was great.
Even though the tiniest whiff of it removes all my superpowers.
You mean red K?
No, G.
Oh, that's gold K anyway that takes away all the superpowers.
Oh, gold K?
Yeah, that's
gold K. That famous brand from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Do you need to submerge in melted Velveeta to thwart your superpowers?
It's draft, brewed, Blatt's beer, wherever you go. Smoother, fresher,
Lager beer is a popular delight among
that's his Milwaukee's finest beer.
Hey, that's not
your friend's
ballpark.
It's easily decanted. Yes, Blatter beer, the alley favorite.
It's in the water. That's why it's yellow.
Placenta ale. That's my favorite.
Oh, tail of an ale is an ale of a whale.
Subtly brewed over.
That's horrible. How long has that ale been there?
It's pretty stale.
9 months.
Speaking of necrophilia, there's always the extract of cadaver to be used for annoying neighbors. Bosses that give you a hard time. Just a little drop will do it.
Oh, it looks
a little drop will do it.
A little drop of essence.
Now, is it the drop that you put on, like, under your collar there, or do you put it in the collar?
No.
Actually, you put it up your...
A little hot under the collar.
I wouldn't recommend putting a drop of cadaverine anywhere near your...
Person. Rectum in propter, they say.
But you can use a turkey baster if you don't have one.
Come on, it's supposed to be used to ward off.
Yeah, it ward off, ward cleaver, all those wards. It works on everything.
Make sure it's sterile.
Warning, June, we're lost in the desert.
You sterilized before you called, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And don't share it with other people, because that's really disgusting, and you have to be killed for that.
But Ward and June didn't make it back from Personal Pan Playa.
No, they didn't.
They're torn and beaten and bloodied and shot bodies were dragged from the Oldsmobile.
Are they still in the car?
They're drying out right now in the desert.
Oh, okay. Oh, they were dragged from the car?
They were cut to pieces by gunfire.
Wow.
What a terrible
way. Like Barney and Bart Simpson.
Barney and Bart, yeah, they bought it in the desert as well.
There were drive-bys. I've seen those tapes.
That's right. Not to mention
and
the
And there
Gulf
was a
ski.
Bullet in the transmission. How'd
yeah,
that
well,
happen?
The transmission took a bullet. It took a large caliber bullet in the lower section of the transmission, which we carved up a piece of wood and stuffed it into that, which held the transmission fluid in long enough to make one more pass at the car.
And if you'd like to see more of that... of that event, it's called Car Hunt, and I'm sure it's on YouTube, and by Chuck Serino with a C. Pretty exciting times a quarter century ago, but right now is right now when we've got to save your station. All of us together holding hands, pulling up KPFA into place and keeping it there.